This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
No, he's not a coal miner. He's Dr. Rashid Batar. It's time for Advanced Medicine, boys and girls. And jet lagged as he may be, he is here, champion for health, freedom, and healing, liberty, and for those kids that have been harmed or potentially harmed by vaccines, mercury, etc. Dr. Rashid Batar!
Hey, Robert, how are you?
Look out, man. I'm ornery tonight, but I think in a good way. I mean, I'm drilling down. It's MLK Day here. A lot of people took the day off, but we're not taking the day off. We're bringing the message of disobedience to the medical church once and for all, to all people, ready to step up and say no to those dunderheaded doctors who would harm you and your children.
I'm ready to listen to the message.
No, you are the message, my friend. Listen to my aspirin. You are the message. So I want to start with this, and I brought this out in this way, and I know I briefly mentioned it before we went to air. There's an article that talks about parents are asking this question. Does my child have autism, or is this normal behavior? Now, my thought initially, honestly, was this. How far have we come to accept neurological damage or something associated with that as the norm that we can't differentiate between autism and behaviors that might mimic it, be close to it, be not? I mean, I'm not sure what to make of this.
Well, you mentioned this to me about, in doing our preparation for the show, which was, I think, what, 25 seconds before the show started?
Yes.
So I personally believe, I agree with what you're saying, but there's another aspect to it which I think is far greater, and that is that in the autism spectrum disorder picture, and it's a quite large spectrum, there are certain components that are behavioral issues and that are not secondary to the toxicity issue that led to the diagnosis of autism. So I think it would probably be a good idea to just recap what the definition of autism is, in my book at least.
Yes.
In using our definition. So in my world, there's no such thing as autism. Autism is actually the inability to excrete mercury, all metals, a lot of metals, but predominantly it's an inability to excrete mercury on board a physiology that, it's mercury toxicity on board a physiology that has a genetic predisposition for the inability to excrete. That's what it comes down to. Because everybody has a toxicity to mercury. That's not the issue. Everybody has mercury toxicity, meaning mercury is toxic to everybody. But certain people can clear it easily, or relatively easily, so it gets out of the body so it doesn't cause the denudation of the neurofibrils, which is characteristic of autism, or also of Alzheimer's. Certain people can't get rid of it, and those people with a genetic predisposition for the inability to excrete then end up having symptomology, neurological symptomology, in people that it's a chronic accumulation of mercury over a lifetime. It's Alzheimer's on children or younger individuals that have been assaulted while still during the critical developmental phase, whether it's while they're in utero or whether it's right after they're born. It doesn't make any difference when it was. It'll have different implications and different levels of extremeness that the individual suffer, but that's what falls into the autism spectrum and disorder. Mm-hmm. So when a person, according to this article and what you brought up about the behavioral issues, there are certain components that are behavioral, have nothing to do with autism, mercury toxicity, inability to excrete. It's just a behavioral issue versus something that is secondary to the toxicity aspect. So let's talk about, give examples of both.
Yeah. Dr. Pitar, I remember that, like, when we were at Autism One together, I think one of the meetings you had with the parents was maybe along these lines. You were talking about, maybe it was the behavior within the autism spectrum disorder that you were talking about that you can or should manage as parents, where they thought maybe it was impossible to make any changes.
That's exactly right, Robert, and you're absolutely correct. In fact, the workshop that we were going to do on Sunday, it was a four-hour workshop, but there were so many questions from the lecturer during the keynote presentation that I gave that people had that we never even got to the workshop content. And so we ended up doing a webinar that I believe was about a four-and-a-half-hour long webinar, which we did about 2 weeks after Autism One, which was recorded. And it's been one of our most popular webinars that we've ever recorded. I think the day that we actually showed it, you were online with me, I think we had over 1,000 people that were registered for that. I think we had 1,700 people registered and had over 1,000 people that attended the webinar. And the only reason I know that is because our webinar capacity was only 500 that night, and we had to upgrade it and went over 1,000. So that's exactly what we were talking about, this behavioral issue. So just to differentiate between a behavioral issue versus a toxicity issue, when a child stims, for example, right, this is the hand slapping, the walking in the tiptoes, the repetitive sounds, that's what we refer to that as stimming. That is really like a consequence of sensory input deficit, meaning that the reason a child's walking on their toes, or the reason they're hand slapping, and the reason they're doing this is because the sensory perceptions, they need more sensory input. And the nerves are, for lack of a better way of explaining it, they're dull, so they are not getting enough sensory input. So they're seeking more sensory input. That's one reason when you hear a loud noise or they see a bright light, they'll become very sensitive, right? They cover their eyes, they cover their ears because it's too much. But they're constantly in sensory deprivation. They need more sensory input, and that's why I say it's a sensory input deficit. So they're trying to get more feeling by walking on their toes or flapping their heads, trying to get more sensation in there. That would be a toxicity issue. That would be something secondary to mercury that would be characteristic of autism. A child not listening when a parent says something, being oblivious and refusing to respond when a parent says, that is a behavioral issue. Okay, unless there's something that has been already figured out that they have a sensory input issue where they don't have hearing. But for example, a child being told to do something and then they'll look at you and they'll actively challenge you. That's a behavioral issue. And there are many children with autism. Remember, these children are cognitively superior to their peer group. So they know exactly how to manipulate the situation. And I don't know whether we've talked about this on the air. Maybe you can remind me. Did we ever talk about the child with the seizure disorder with autism? The young 6-year-old female, 7-year-old female that mother was a physician? Did I talk about that?
I have a memory that we have, but I think it would be worth revisiting for our new listeners as well.
Okay, well, basically this child had a diagnosis of autism and also seizure disorder. About 25 to 30% of the kids that come to us have also an associated seizure disorder with their autism. And mom was a dermatologist, and the father was an investment banker. And what was interesting was that they had in their history related that she had a severe problem that she would experience when they would bathe her or when she would wash her face. And they had associated water with her seizure onset because they said almost every night when they would try to give her a bath or they would try to wash her face, she would have a seizure. But then at a different time, the parents were talking about how she loves the swimming pool and how she loves the lake. Whenever they go to the lake, go boating, that she loved it, and when they were in the swimming pool, it was great. But whenever there was time to pull her out of the lake or pull her out of the swimming pool, she would have a seizure disorder. So they also related that. So now both of those are contradictory because if it's water-related, you wouldn't have her having a seizure when you're putting her in the bath, and then you would have to also associate her having a seizure if you're putting her in the swimming pool in the lake. But it was always taking her out of the swimming pool or lake or putting her in the shower or bath. So there was an interesting correlation. They're both on the opposite ends, if you follow me, right?
Yes.
So now obviously it's not water-related, but yeah, it was water-related because in two scenarios, it was when she was exposed to water, the other two scenarios when she was taken away from water. And I sat there, my dad had taught me a long time ago, you know, if you think that you're going to say something, just count to 10 before you say it, just to make sure that you really want to say it. Mm-hmm. And I started that rule years ago, but I, you know, after 10 and 10, I always want to say the same thing. So I just skip that. Now I just say what I feel. And I just told him exactly. I said, your daughter is manipulating the situation. She's causing you to be superior to a peer group, and she's wrapping you around her fingers. And the parents were confused. They're looking at me. I said, when she has a seizure, she's controlling her seizures. And Robert, you would have thought that I had just committed the most heinous crime against all of, you know, religiosity, if you would,
mm-hmm.
because mom was outraged. She got up and walked out and said that, you know, you don't know what you're doing. I cannot believe that, you know, they came from Maryland or something. I think that's where they came from. Father sat there for a moment. Mom stormed out. Father got up, said, I'm sorry, Dr. Bitar. I don't think we'll be coming back. And they left. 2 months later, the mom calls me, and I didn't take the call because we'd already discharged her from the practice. They'd already stopped. And then she called a couple more times and wanted to reschedule a visit. And so we did. And she apologized to me and said, you were right. Because after I brought it to their attention, they started noticing the pattern. She was able to induce her own seizures because wow. of the water, because of her desire for water in the lake and swimming pool, but because of her lack of desire of wanting to bathe or taking a shower. So this was a perfect example of a person, this child's cognitive ability was so great she could control the onset of her seizures. And this is not something that is that far-fetched. There are many people that can control certain bodily functions. They control their heart rate, control their, you know, respiratory rate, walk on colds, do all these different things, you know, their threshold to pain, et cetera. Now, I know this may sound far-fetched, but why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing this up because children that are autistic, by definition, are more intelligent, okay? And they will manipulate their situation for their best outcome, whatever they think is the best outcome for them. And they will continue to do so. And remember that manipulation is a sign of greater cognitive ability, greater intelligence. A lesser intelligent being will not be able to manipulate the environment. That's why humans, compared to all the species, were able to manipulate the environment and make things easier. That's why we destroy everything we do, right? We mm-hmm. create destruction where we go, but we've made our own lives more convenient with shelter and all these other technological advances we've done. So manipulation is not a negative thing. Manipulation is a sign of cognitive advancement or cognitive superiority, I should say. So their raw intelligence factor is greater than that of their peer group. So they manipulate the situation. And they will see what they need to do in order to get the outcome that they desire, to get parents to do what they want them to do. And so we'll talk about that after the break, Robert.
Yes, fascinating indeed, this discussion. We'll also find out how science differs in Europe and the United States, how mercury could be dangerous for pregnant women in dentistry in Europe, but completely safe in America. What planet are we on? Is it a completely different one? We'll get to the bottom of it with Dr. Rashid Bitar here as we go Advanced Medicine on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Making sense out of medical propaganda, here's Robert.
Hey, Super Doc, we just learned that maybe if Dr. Bitar was on the New Orleans Saints, they would have beaten the Minnesota Vikings because he liked hitting people, and he wouldn't have missed on that last play of the game. So.
Yeah, well, it's all in hindsight now. But
yeah.
Is that what happened? There was a missed tackle or something?
Yeah, 10 seconds left in the game, Dr. Bitar, since you know football. They're on the 39-yard line, their own 39, 10 seconds left. They're down by 1 point, okay? They reel back, throw a pass towards the sideline, hoping to catch it and get out of bounds, get close enough for a field goal. And the defender dives for the guy catching the ball, completely misses him. He put his head down, didn't see where he was going. He missed him. And the guy caught it, came down, didn't land so he could get up. He ran into the end zone, and they won with 0 seconds. It was a phenomenal end, but one you couldn't have predicted.
Wow. Pretty cool.
So, very exciting for Minnesota fans, not so much for Saints fans. And anyway, just traveling back into our halcyon days of athletics in college as such. And Dr. Bitar, you play football. Now, taking this, I don't know how to segue. I'm going to be honest because you call me out on bad segues, Dr. Bitar. So let's go back. Let's go back into behavior when it comes to the difference, distinction between what we call manifestations of the autism spectrum disorder and behaviors that are in highly intelligent children, whether they have autism or not.
Well, before we do that, I just want to say that was a pretty good smooth segue because you just called yourself out. So I didn't have an opportunity, or Don didn't have an opportunity to call you out. So that was actually pretty smooth.
Okay,
getting back to this aspect. So this is something that is not something that is only seen in autistic children, obviously. We're talking about cognitive ability here. So think of children, or think of adolescents, normally developing, neurotypic adolescents. You have a certain group that is more inquisitive, more they call them sometimes problem children because they're always getting into things. We actually see this with dogs too. You've got the dogs that are calm, and then you've got the dogs that are into everything. So that getting into everything is actually a sign of cognitive superiority. They're inquisitive, they're curious, they're wanting to do different things. And what happens is, as you get older, You have to put them into constructive activities, because if you don't, they're going to become delinquents. These are the people that make awesome soldiers, but if they're not put into boot camp or they're not put into athletics, not given other extracurricular activities, and you let them do whatever they're going to do, they're the ones that come up with innovative ways of stealing cars or, you know, making drugs or whatever it is, and they become the undesired of society. But they're very, very smart. So, again, why is it that you can take a kid that's a problem kid, that's, you know, getting into trouble and getting into fights and this and that, and you send them to boot camp and they come back and they're a high-speed, low-drag soldier? It's because their environment was structured in a way to maximize their cognitive ability. They were given structure. They were given boundaries. They were given, you know, they were dealt with discipline. And so this can all be summarized in one sentence, which is the title of our webinar that was so popular. And that is reward desired behavior. So when a child throws a temper tantrum, an autistic child throws a temper tantrum when you do something and you just, I can't handle it, you know, they keep on stemming, they throw this temper tantrum, find what they really like, whatever it is. It could be playing with the iPad, it could be with a phone, it could be with a toy, it could be with a wheel, it could be with a doll, it could be with anything, whatever it is. Discover by observation what is it that they love. Now you take that object and you control them with that object. When they do what you want, you reward them with that object. If they don't do what you want, you take that object away. And remember, it's going to be very difficult in the beginning because they have already trained you, the parent, as to what they want. All they have to do is cry or throw a temper tantrum, and you, in order to calm them down, will give them whatever they want and calm them down. So at first, they'll go through the, oh, poor me. Then they'll go through the temper tantrum throwing stuff. Then they'll go through the sobbing, crying, like, poor little me again. And then finally, they'll come around to the full aspect. I've actually had parents tell me that the child, they finally got through this with this whole behavioral aspect. They drove through it. It was difficult for the first couple of days. The child finally figured out that every time I quiet down and I don't throw a temper tantrum, I get rewarded with my iPad. And every time, and then they'll test it. They've seen a pattern. They'll say, let me do this. They'll be playing with the iPad, and then they'll start screaming. Boom, the iPad goes away. As long as the parents are consistent, the child will figure out, ah, if all I have to do is get the iPad, is be quiet, be calm, be whatever, they'll do it. Now you go out in the public arena. They'll now realize that the parent is going to be more liable to give in to them, because they're in a public surrounded area where other people can see, so they can get away with that behavior, whereas at home, the parent will ignore their screaming, crying, whatever they're doing, until they get the desired behavior and then reward them with the iPad. So I said a lot there, but did that make sense, or did I?
I'm with you 100%. I mean, and this is good for anybody who's a parent, whether your child is in the autism spectrum or not, particularly if they're highly intelligent. They can figure this out pretty quickly, but they are also so good at manipulating you, mom and dad. And if you're exhausted from a long day of work, I know it's hard, but the reward, I think it's worth the effort at the end of the day, and
it's
the kids are going to benefit,
Robert,
from what?
Yeah, it's the consistency, rewarding desired behavior consistently.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we're going to take a break here. We got advanced medicine going on. Check out advancedmedicine.com, medicalrewind.com for all the archives of advanced medicine, and more in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Okay.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, our good buddy, Dr. Bashar, our good buddy Brian Hooker, Professor Brian Hooker, PhD, come out with another article, more peer-reviewed literature on this, and referencing the peer-reviewed literature put out by, guess who, the CDC itself. The Association Between Thimerosal Exposure and Ticks, the Advisory Committee on Childhood Vaccines Machinations. A great article by Brian Hooker. And it acknowledges the fact that the CDC acknowledges there is a neurological interface, a deleterious impact of mercury in vaccines, a.k.a. thimerosal, on neurological health or integrity. And they've associated and they've linked and they've not disavowed the connection between ticks. If that can affect the tick scenario, is it a far stretch to go, well, what else could it affect? Because we've shown the impact on the nervous system.
Yeah, exactly. So anything that will have an implication on one part of a certain system, i.e. in this case, the neurological system, will not be isolated just to that one part. It will have a broad spectrum effect on the entire system, meaning that you can't say that something is going to have an effect on heart rate, but it won't have an effect on the ability of the heart to perfuse blood. Why? Because heart rate defines how many times the heart pumps to perfuse the blood, or, you know, compressibility, whatever the factors are. In other words, it's very difficult to say that one specific trigger will cause one specific reaction in one specific system. It's usually a broad spectrum type of an action on one or more systems. So one environmental trigger will have a much greater impact than what you just see with your own eyes. Meaning that it's not just the absolute observation of what you're observing, but there's other ancillary things that may not be as observable or as noticeable initially until you do further study. So it's definitely easy to extrapolate that if it's going to affect tics, it's going to affect other things, without a doubt.
So the article references a very specific claim within the peer-reviewed literature coming from CDC, the Thompson et al. 2017 in the New England Journal of Medicine. Of course, Thompson is the CDC whistleblower, William Thompson. And they say it showed a clear, significant, statistically significant increase in both motor and phonic tics in boys in a high thimerosal exposure group as compared to a low thimerosal exposure group. And this was also reconfirmed or reaffirmed in a 2012 article of Barrio et al., 2012, in the Journal of Pediatric Psychology, when the same data were analyzed using even more rigorous method. So, again, more validation. The CDC cannot claim ignorance on this issue.
Absolutely not. They can't claim ignorance at all. And the studies have been published for many years. I think the Brubaker study was one that the Institute of Medicine had actually initiated or created the impetus behind. And that was a study that was done in primates, I believe in chimpanzees, with exposure to thimerosal and cognitive ability. And Brubaker was actually targeted to show that there was no association, and found that not only was there an association, it was a very strong association. And then they basically did not prevent him. They prevented him from presenting his own data, but also I think they discredited Brubaker, and he ended up going somewhere else and publishing his data. But the point, again, is that this is not the first or second or 10th or 100th study to actually show this. But it is interesting that CDC is not disavowing it. Which is good that they're finally not disavowing the truth. That's a good thing.
Yeah, they just don't like where it leads. Of course, the Verstraten study in 2003 in the Journal of Pediatrics saw a relationship between thimerosal exposure and tics in all children. And also another study out of the UK, Andrews 2004 in Pediatrics Journal. Tics were more often seen in children exposed to higher level of thimerosal. So it's not one. And for the claims that they are still publicly saying, there is no causal link between thimerosal and autism. Okay, what is autism but that collection, as you've described? But whether they acknowledge that definition or not, when we see enough validation of neurological impact, as you said, you can't deny, you can't say, well, if it only does that it would only do that. There's so much more that it impacts on the nervous system.
Exactly. And autism, if you have anybody define autism from an observable standpoint, characteristic standpoint, from things that they would observe, most physicians, most healthcare providers would include the word tic in describing characteristics of autism. And so just because these studies didn't say autism, but they said tics that were being observed, you know, autism is tics are characteristic of autism. And what the study showed was there was an association between tics and higher level exposure to thimerosal. So I don't understand. There's no extrapolation here, you know. Thimerosal leads to tics, a part of autism, end of story.
Right, right. So then you expand it into other neurological impairments, impacts, et cetera. And this article goes into that. Well, again, Brian Hooker is so good at what he does in writing it and analyzing it and bringing it out. Now, there's another story here related to mercury, this time from a dental source. We had somebody on the YouTube chat room saying, hey, I have a relative, woman, child, girl, whatever it is, that has been diagnosed within the spectrum but never got vaccinated. So how is that possible? Well, there are more sources than vaccinations to environmental mercury exposure. Of course, one of them is the environment of your mouth, the oral cavity, when you place what's called a silver filling, a dental amalgam, which can be as much as 50% mercury. And yet, weirdly enough, in this in Europe, they acknowledge the danger to pregnant females. In America, no, it's completely safe. They don't recommend against it. Well, is there a completely different science in planet in Europe than there is in the United States?
Well, see, this is another confusing thing, Robert, because the NHANES data that was published in this, by the CDC in 2003 clearly showed that one out of six women of childbearing age in the United States was mercury toxic. This is the CDC's own data, NHANES, released, I believe, in 2003. One out of six women of childbearing age were mercury toxic. So they've acknowledged that, and then the American Academy of Pediatrics, the same year or the next year, came out with an interesting statistic that showed that one out of six children being born in the United States, not one out of five, not one out of seven, not one out of four, one out of six, the same as the moms of childbearing age, women with childbearing age being mercury toxic, they found one out of six children having some type of a neurological deficit. They didn't say autism or autism spectrum disorder, but they just said neurological deficit, whether that was, you know, ADD, ADHD, whatever, it encompassed the whole thing. And we all know that some of these spectrums, these are all part and parcel of the whole autism spectrum disorder. So whether the child was diagnosed with Asperger's or whatever the case was, it's one out of six children, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, that have some type of neurological disorder, and one out of six women of childbearing age, by the CDC's own accord, defined as women between 18 and 40-something, 42, 43, something like that, have mercury toxicity. I think that's a pretty interesting correlation.
Yeah, so if you look at on an international level, I'm not a big fan of the United Nations, but they have some meetings that are health-related, and they are now acknowledging some things our own U.S. FDA is not acknowledging. And in Europe, they've said, you know what, we've got to stop giving amalgams to children, women of childbearing age with who may become pregnant. There's a real danger there, but the FDA continues to drag its feet as if there's mercury in their shoes or something to acknowledge this and make the warning for all dentists to acknowledge to stop putting this in the mouth of babes, much less moms who would be carrying them.
Exactly. This is something that's very important. And as you said, an amalgam is 49.5, I think it's 49.52 or 49.5 some percent by weight mercury. And this is elemental mercury. And we have to remember that an average filling is outgassing at 5 to 9 micrograms per gram, 5 to 9 nanograms per deciliter per tooth per day every day.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're measuring mercury on a post-challenge test, we're measuring in the units of micrograms per gram creatinine. So now if you look at this 5 to 9 nanograms per tooth per day, per amalgam per tooth per day, I mean, that's quite significant. That's a lot of mercury that's outgassing coming into the body, being inhaled, et cetera, et cetera.
Now I would say, I'm not happy about what the FDA is doing. Haven't been happy with what they're doing for many years. Does that mean I'm not a happy individual? I don't think so. But also begs the question, what is true happiness? And there's a great article here that Super Don found on medicalexpress.com that says true happiness isn't, in fact, about being happy all of the time. And I guess maybe some people are under the impression that if you're not happy all the time, you're not happy at all. I mean, that seems to be silly because life is filled with, you know, ups and downs and sideways. And could it be that happiness belongs, if I can say it that way, to those who are most adaptable to many different life situations?
Well, okay, Robert, not to get off topic, but that was a bad transition. So we're just grading your transitions right now. So I thought that you're
now I'm not happy for real.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good attempt. That's not a good make a good bridge.
It was decent, but not that bad.
It was abrupt. That's, I found it was like going over a speed bump at 80 miles an hour.
I got good shocks.
Oh, okay, good. This article, I liked it just because it's talking about how happiness, our definition of happiness may not be exactly the way we all think, because happiness is a full spectrum. And, you know, there's that old adage, you can't really appreciate the light if you have never experienced the darkness. You have a greater appreciation for the light when you've actually experienced some darkness. So I think that's what I kind of got out of this article.
Yeah, and I really like the idea of adaptability. I talk about the adaptation syndrome. I don't mean it in a negative context. For survival's sake, we're glad that we can adapt to challenges, right? And one of the stories last hour was about eating fast food. Now they're acknowledging that it brings on symptoms just like you're ill, cytokine storms, inflammatory scenarios and responses. And, of course, food is not, if you're eating the right kind of food, you shouldn't be responding with inflammation necessarily. There's something going on there. I mean, you're happy that you do because it's a survival mechanism. But if you, you know, are able to once in a while deal with that and bounce back, I mean, that seems to be emotionally, we could say, hey, man, that was a rough day I had. But, hey, I'm over it. I'm still alive. I'm breathing. And you find a way to move forward despite those things.
Yeah, I think that that's a very important point. And when we look at the environmental trigger aspect, when we look at the full spectrum of happiness and how it's okay to sometimes not necessarily be, I think sometimes people think of happiness as a euphoric state all the time, and I think that's not really what happiness is about. People chase happiness. People think that they can get something external to themselves, a place, a thing. It's some kind of possession and they'll be happy. But happiness is found within ourselves. And this is an important place for people to start to look at for happiness, because no matter where we go, happiness lives within us, and it's up to us to find that happiness.
Yeah, and there's certainly a lot of things that people, if they're paying so much attention to social media, they can find to be unhappy or deranged about. But again, we'd like you to flex with it, find the humor in it, even though some things are not very humorous. But realize, well, you're still alive, you're still breathing. Find some gratitude, find something to be silly about, and that might get you back on that happiness track. We're going to continue with that after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Scott Belcher.
For those of you watching on YouTube, I'm holding up Dr. Batar's international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And I usually want you to get it, but after what Dr. Batar says about my transitions, maybe you shouldn't buy this book anymore. I'm not so sure, Dr. Batar. How do I get it back? No, it's still awesome, folks. We have a good time on the air. We're talking about happiness. And I was like trying, now I'm nervous about making transitions when Dr. Batar is around, but I will say this transition, I would be happy if you all could attend a day, it looks like a day-long event. It's called, now I'm looking at New Year, New You, All Natural Health Symposium for Adults, Children, and Pets by the Balanced Body, happening Saturday, January 20th, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., yes, all day, at the DoubleTree by Hilton and Executive Meeting Center, Palm Beach Gardens, PBG, and I think that's north of West Palm Beach, if I'm not mistaken, but regardless, it's in that area, and there are links to it. It's only $35 for the whole day, which is a bargain for all that you'll get, including meeting Dr. Roshan Batar. And so Super Don's going to add them into the show notes at robertscottbell.com, so check that out. If you could attend, you're in South Florida, Central Florida, you want to fly in, man, that'd be a great event to be a part of. January 20th, coming up really, really soon, 5 days from now if you're listening live. So, Dr. Batar, if you want to add anything to that, or you can transition, because I'm just not going to touch it. How do we transition into stress and pancreatic cancer?
Well, I think we're going to talk about the happiness part. We just talked about how important that is. Happiness is going to reduce stress. And so, hey, let's talk about stress a little bit and then the association between stress and pancreatic cancer. And I'm not even a radio host. How's that for a transition?
You can't touch that. I'm Sarah. You can't touch that. So you did it. I've got nothing to say except applause. Now,
yeah.
Shouldn't this be a moment of duh? Come on, stress, cancer, stress. It isn't stress itself, though. Isn't it our response to stress? Or if that stress becomes chronic and all of the time versus what we talked about, you can be happy even if there's stress in your life. You learn how to adapt to it, bounce off of it, go through it, whatever it is.
Yeah, I think that this could definitely be a moment of duh. And I think that the subject of pancreatic cancer associated with stress, any cancer is going to be associated with stress. And of all the different stressors, the emotional psychological stress is the greatest component. As we know, we've talked about this before, the fifth toxicity, the emotional psychological toxicity. But stress and the association between the oncogenic process, it's one and the same. Cancer is stagnation of energy, stagnation of flow, stagnation of chi, stagnation of the lymphatics, and all that is induced by stress. When people are angry, they're frustrated, they're afraid, they're stressed. But anger has a response that causes stress in the body. Fear causes stress in the body. Suppressing emotions, holding things back, inability for things to flow out, these all induce a stressful response. And And that stress then manifests into other aspects, which now, of course, contributes to cancer, all kinds of cancer, certainly pancreatic cancer, but it's not exclusive to any one specific type of cancer. It's all the way across the oncogenic process.
Now, of course, they acknowledge something we would probably agree with, right, the stress response and impact on cancer. But, of course, their solution, always going pharmacological. And they say, you know what, we put these people on beta blockers to inhibit what they call the fight-or-flight hormones, and we'll help them live longer. But, my gosh, isn't that abject failure to just jump right to a drug instead of other aspects of stress management, including if you're going to use a substance, something like a safe plant derivative like cannabidiol from hemp, for instance?
Right. That's something that helps to break that stress cycle and create some relaxation in individuals. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, again, I know why they want to go pharmacological, because that's what they do. If everything's a nail to you and you're a hammer, you're going to be a hammer. And so they have drugs. Right. That's what they want to do. Now, I was thinking even beyond the CBD, which I do utilize and promote and I like, but stress management, stress, we're talking contemplative exercising, physical exercise if you can, certainly, but meditative exercise, prayerful time, quiet, you know, these things that can also reduce in a non-pharmacological way the stress.
Yeah, there's a lot of non-pharmacological ways of reducing stress, Robert. One is focusing on happiness. Like this other article talked about, finding things that make you happy, that make your heart sing. Another one is exercise. To me, exercise, oftentimes, even though it is causing a physiological stress in your body, it is an outlet for emotional psychological stress. So, yes, it is stressful in the system from a physiological standpoint, but it also creates a downregulation of some of the other stressors.
Well, there you go. I think, folks, you got your money's worth tonight with Dr. Bitar. My opinion, I'm sticking to it.
Hey, listen, by the way, I just want to say another way to reduce stress is sex.
Oh, did you say S-E-X?
I did.
Hide the kids! No, of course. They got to learn about it. You got to teach them, right? Be a good parent and tell them about this stuff. Folks, we got to go. The power to heal. Actually, Dr. Bitar, you tell them.
The power to heal is yours.
Yeah, man.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Communication. Spokesperson. That's it.
Could
talk
your house
to your
go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.